The Obama administration took two critical steps to set the tone for reducing government-wide improper payments. First, President Obama issued an executive order in November 2009 as the first piece to the Accountable Government Initiative. The order required agencies to name a political appointee to be in charge of the agency's efforts to reduce waste, fraud, and abuse. Second, with help from Congress, the White House got an updated law to increase the pressure on agencies to fix these long-standing problems. President Obama signed the law in November 2010 and set steep goals for the government.
I directed our federal agencies to launch rigorous audits conducted by auditors who are paid based on how many abuses or errors they uncover. The more they find, the more money they make. So they are highly incentivized. We're also creating a do not pay list, a consolidated database of every individual and company that's ineligible for federal payments. Before checks are mailed, agencies will be required to check this list to make sure that the payment is to the right person in the right amount for the right reason. And with these new tools, the challenge I'm making to my team today is to reduce improper payments by $50 billion between now and 2012.
Danny Werfel is the Office of Management and Budget's controller. He has also led the administration's efforts to reduce waste, fraud, and abuse. He says over the last 3 years, the progress on the president's goals is clear.
In fiscal year 2010 and in fiscal year 2011, the government-wide improper payment rate declined. And those major programs that are making up improper payments, programs like Medicare and Medicaid, SNAP, the Earned Income Tax Credit, the Social Security programs, in almost every single case, those programs' error rates are on the decline. And as a result of those declining error rates, over the last 2 years, we've prevented $20 billion in improper payments. Now, obviously, we have more work to do to achieve the president's bold goal of $50 billion, but the numbers are certainly trending in the right direction.
Werfel says data from fiscal 2012 isn't ready yet, but he's optimistic that the improper payment rate of 4.69% will drop further. He also expects the total reduction in improper payments to come closer to the $50 billion goal. In 2011, agencies handed out $115 billion in improper payments, down from $125 billion the year before. He adds that the success is based on several factors, but most notably because agencies understand now more than ever why improper payments happen and how to use technology to prevent them. The administration's focus on waste, fraud, and abuse wasn't solely about improper payments. Werfel says progress in getting rid of unused or underutilized real property, reducing unnecessary administrative expenses, and reducing the use of high-risk contracts also is very real. Werfel says the president set a goal to reduce administrative spending by $8 billion.
We just reported our second quarter results for the year, and that second quarter results showed that our spend rate from the second quarter of this year versus the second quarter of 2010 is $2 billion less on those categories. So the agencies are taking this very seriously, and they are looking for ways to change our behavior. And when you say, how are they doing that? How are they achieving these savings? They're strategically sourcing. They're combining their purchasing power. They're renegotiating leases. They're renegotiating software licenses. They're figuring out how to travel less. They're doing all the things that I think taxpayers expect of us to do.
The biggest impact on reducing improper payments, however, may have been from one of the administration's signature initiatives, the Recovery Act. The Recovery Act showed how technology, data, and the need for transparency can actually change the culture. Kathy Tai is the Recovery Board's chairwoman. She says several efforts by the Recovery Board laid a new path, not just for recovering improper payments, but stopping them.
The area that we're most known for, clearly, is our Recovery Operations Center, which is a sort of data analytics function that we've developed that takes open source data, government databases, and other sorts of databases, and we've sort of mashed them up with the recovery data and been able to do some very interesting work and sort of looking at areas that would lead to looking at improper payments and general sort of fraud issues.
The second area was the board got ahead of the oversight curve.
The IGs who are members of the board, plus all the IGs who are inspectors general whose agencies got recovery money, really went out got boots on the ground right off at the start of recovery to look at controls that agencies had in place before much recovery money had gone out. And I think we're pretty successful in helping agencies fine-tune those controls before a lot of money went out.
Ty says the IGs trained 150,000 federal and state officials on reporting requirements and detecting and preventing fraud, and this has made a huge difference. Ty, who is also the Education Department's IG, offers this example on how training has paid off.
We did training a couple of years ago for recovery to grant officers at education on fraud detection and prevention. And within a couple of days after our training, a grant officer went back to their desk and was looking at a grant application and thought, based on the training, that it looked funny and brought it to us. And 2 years after that, we had a prosecution, a successful prosecution of a person for a phony grant fraud application that saved, you know, $3.5 million.
Earl Devaney is the former chairman of the Recovery Board and a former Interior Department Inspector General. He says the Recovery Board's success has opened the door for a broader discussion, not just on recovering improper payments, but around prevention. The White House expanded the concept of the Recovery Board to create the Government Accountability and Transparency, or GAT Board. It's led by Richard Ginman, the Defense Department's Director of Procurement Policy, and focuses on non-Recovery Act spending. Devaney says the GAP Board needs to use the Recovery Board's tools and techniques to be successful.
We learned that transparency is a force multiplier of accountability. What I mean by that is the rather low level of fraud, waste, and abuse in the recovery program, in my opinion, has a lot to do with the transparency of that money. There was so much sunshine on that money that I think, quite frankly, the bad guys stayed away and spent their time stealing, Medicare money, which they've always been successful at. So they stayed away from this money because of the transparency. And I think moving forward, now, whenever there's an accountability platform, it needs to be accompanied by a transparency platform at the same time. And I think whatever platform the government builds, whether it keeps the recovery platform or builds another one somewhere else, it should provide equal access to both the enforcers and the agencies. I think our move towards preventing fraud, waste, and abuse, as opposed to the old paradigm of simply detecting fraud, waste, and abuse, is the way to go in the future.
He adds the GAP Board needs to adopt the technology and the human experience of the Recovery Board. Devaney says that will be the most telling factor in just how committed the administration is in making more than a dent in waste, fraud, and abuse. Werfel, who is a member of the GAP Board, recognizes the board's role in keeping the momentum moving forward. He says the GAP Board will try to solve some of the most pressing problems exposed by the Recovery Board.
We're realizing that there are discrete steps we can take to standardize our award process and the business rules surrounding our award processes that are going to have major return on investment for transparency. And that's the heart of what we're doing right now. We're also doing a lot of work in terms of fraud detection, because the Recovery Board had such great success in developing a sophisticated fraud technology, which we're learning a lot of lessons from.
That fraud technology he's talking about is part of the Do Not Pay list OMB launched in April. Werfel says agencies are using the Do Not Pay tool. He expects the GAP Board to have a more concrete timeline to standardize data and improve spending transparency in the coming months. Werfel, the Government Accountability Office, and lawmakers fully recognize there's still a ways to go to reduce improper payments. GAO has testified several times over the last 2 years about the administration's efforts and says there are positive signs. Beryl Davis is GAO's Director of Financial Management and Assurance Issues. Earlier this year, she tells Federal News Radio that the use of preventive controls, data matching, and data sharing have been very important to reduce improper payments. GAO says there's been no independent verification of OMB's claims of reductions in or recovery of improper payments. But GAO has confirmed the steps agencies are taking are among the best practices for rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse. In Washington, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.